You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On this episode of the Cooligans, in the first segment, we talk about so many things. Most importantly, we talk about St. Tottenham's. They actually came. It came super late, but it came. Tottenham had a complete meltdown against a 10-man on the field relegated team. It was so wonderful if you're an Arsenal fan like myself. We also talk about Mourinho going to Everton. Oh my God, that's amazing. We talk about so many other things. You gotta listen.
In segment number two, we talk about NYCFC and an incredible MLS weekend. NYCFC defeated the Portland Timbers. It was a great game, great goals, amazing pass from RJ Allen, an amazing goal from Tommy McNamara. We also had the Cascadia three-way. It was incredible. On to next segment number three.
So in number three, we talk about Zlatan possibly coming to MLS. We talk about a new FIFA general secretary. We talk about a major loss to the world of sports, especially to the Cooligans. But damn it, we're not going to get sentimental about it.
Absolutely not. That and a lot more on this episode of the
Cooligans.
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
This is Jack Harrison from NYCFC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
This is Ian Joy, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody.
What's up, people in the world that are listening right now?
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. We are big fans of you, and thank you for being big fans of us.
Oh, that's, oh my God. That's so sweet.
Smooth. Smooth is what it was.
Well, I think the people almost believed you there.
I'm on a high, you know? You can't knock me down.
You are on a high. Congrats, Alexis. Recently made his television debut on Access Television.
If you saw the photo, that is a real cue card. That is what Norm MacDonald read out.
Yeah.
Cute story about it. They ask you beforehand. We're there like 2 hours before the shoot. For everyone who doesn't know, I did Access TV.
Did a stand-up comedy on television.
I made my television debut. Very excited. Now will you come see me perform? but when we're there, Norm MacDonald, who's a legend, was the host. So we got a chance to talk. He had some really funny things to say about just Knicks basketball. We talked about sports. He does know a little bit about soccer, not a huge fan. So he goes back to his like private dressing room and we're all just sitting downstairs in like this big open space. And the guy comes down and goes, all right, give us your credits. You know, everyone goes up and like, oh, this podcast where Chuck Nice, who's on Good Morning America, was like, you know, Good Morning America. They come to me and I go, just say he's one of the Cooligans. And the guy's like, all right, spell it for me. Spell it out. And he goes, all right, great. And he walks away. Comes back 5 minutes later. He goes, hey, Norm wants to know what a Cooligan is. And I go, well, it's myself. We have like this thing. It's like a couple of us. We do it's like a soccer channel. It's like we have a podcast, videos, Instagram, you know, Vines. It's a whole bunch of stuff. It's just a bunch of comedians talking about soccer. And he was like, all right, cool. Comes back and he's like, what is it? Is it like, is it just a podcast? I mean, what is it mostly? And I was like, why, Norm? He's like, Norm doesn't believe you. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I was like, you want me to go talk to Norm myself?
Norm is very skeptical.
Yeah, very skeptical. So he was like, no, that's fine. So everyone else's credits were, without a hitch. One guy's credit was he averages 3 points a game at his local rec league. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, which if I was Norm, I'd be like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I believe this guy plays soccer points at me before I believe you score 3 points. But, you know, I mean, and I think it was setting up one of his jokes. That's why he used it as a credit. And then when he comes to call me up to stage, he goes, this next guy, apparently he's something called a Cooligan. And like you were there and Kirby was there and then my wife was there. And plus there were a couple people that showed up. Like it popped.
Yeah, yeah. People made noise. People actually cheered for it.
People popped as soon as you said the word cool, as soon as Norm said Cooligan. And he had the big look on his face and he turns over, looks at me and goes, oh my God, they do know who you are. He goes, I guess I owe you $20. And that popped with the crowd. So people came up to me afterwards and like, hey, did Norm give you $20? I'm like, we never made a bet. This guy does not owe me money. People out there thinking like he's a deadbeat. He's not going to pay his bets because he is a big gambler.
Great job, man. You killed it.
Thank you. Yeah, it was so much fun, dude. I don't remember much of it. I don't know if you guys know this, everyone listening, but like as a comedian, you tend to attach yourself to one person's laughter. Like someone becomes the base for how you know you're doing because one voice will find its way to your ear before because everything else drowns
out.
Sure. That was your voice, Christian.
Oh my God.
Your laugh was so loud, which is great. I mean that in a positive way, that I knew I could rate myself how I was doing based on your laugh. So like one tag I said didn't get a big hit and I heard you go, ha ha. And I was like, all right, move on fast to the next one.
Yeah, well, that's, those $20, Norm actually gave them to me.
Yeah,
so.
well earned. Well
so
earned.
It all made sense.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I had such a blast. Thank you so much, everyone who came out. You guys were amazing, and it was incredible, and I'll never forget it.
It was great, and on top of that, your weekend was even apparently more amazing.
Oh, and by the way, tonight I'm doing a callback for a big thing. I mean, this week has these last 7 days have been absolutely immense.
Nothing can go wrong. Have you been playing the lottery, dude? Because you're
on fire. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
So if you listen to last week's episode,
I was very down.
You were down. You were also very. You put forth a plan of action for how Arsenal could end up above Tottenham and still have Tottenham's day. The amount of maneuvering that you came up with for so that this could happen.
I had my general hat on. We had little models.
Arnold Schwarzenegger from the Mobile Strike commercials was here. He was coordinating everything.
We had one of those sticks that's like a little hockey stick that moves things around, you know, like the craps table.
Exactly, yeah.
We were doing it all. We were playing Risk. We figured it out.
Yeah, yeah. And then we finished Settlers of Catan and we sorted it all out. I was like, hey, man, look, good, like, I'm proud of you for coming up with all that.
You're like, that's very nice.
That's very nice.
That you have your conspiracy theory figured out.
But there's no way that this can happen because on top of everything, you have to rely on Arsenal winning.
No, primarily we needed, finally, the people needed Everton to do something.
Yeah.
And they showed up. And what did they do? Nothing. Not a thing. Not a damn thing. Everton just literally just let Swiss cheese defense just hold
everywhere.
This was the midweek game. Yeah, that was like a Wednesday game.
Against Sunderland.
So we needed Sunderland to lose because then Newcastle would have hope.
Had something to play for.
And of course, when you have something to play for, you play a little better against Tottenham, who's down.
Newcastle was playing Tottenham over the weekend on Championship Sunday.
Yes.
And so it would have made more sense that Newcastle had something to play for because they would have played harder. But yet we realized.
By the way, Everton has been exonerated of all charges. You've been pardoned by the president because Tottenham found a way to just implode on their own.
Correct.
And something that I've come to experience as an Arsenal fan every year, but I did not think would happen this year because they have been so stoic in all their matches. They just don't let anything get to them. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, I can't. Kirby and I were texting back and forth. It's 4-0. It's this. It's doing. It's like, is this really happening? Up until like the 88th minute, I still didn't believe this was going to happen. I was like, nope. Arsenal is either going to find a way to let Everton draw, or you know, Tottenham is going to find a way.
Arsenal played Aston Villa.
I'm sorry. Who did I say?
You said Everton.
My bad. I meant Aston Villa.
You still haven't let it go.
I won't let it go. I'm staring right at your shirt. You're wearing one right now. I thought there's a way where this just won't work out because this year seems so different. And, you know, Leicester winning and Chelsea being below Stoke at the end of the season. So many things just didn't sit right. Well, one thing remains. one thing. And that is if you put a cock on top of a beach ball, you will find a way to fail. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. How Spursy of an end of a season could you have possibly... I mean, St. Tottenham's Day. Welcome, St. Tottenham's Day. You came late, buddy. You came late, St. Tottenham, but you're here. And do you guys know all of London? All of London. What color is all of London? Can you say it nice and loud for me?
Red!
All of London is red, baby.
Rojo.
Rojo. Blood of the Spurs on the streets.
As a neutral.
Yes.
Watching this Sunday, I literally could not believe it.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, there's no way that this can happen.
A relegated team. Playing a team that needs to win.
Yeah.
And by the way, Harry Kane said they were doing this for the fans. You know, a lot of people seem to think like Tottenham was like, you know what? We already made it to the Champions League. We're not going to give Arsenal respect and say we want to finish above them because we don't care. And, you know, like the indifference kills. No, Harry and Pochettino did say that. He said he doesn't care about where he finishes as long as he either finishes champion or at least in the Champions League. Yeah, no. Let me tell you something. Harry Kane came out and said, we're doing this for the fans. They haven't had bragging rights in a long time. It's their turn. We're doing it for them. Nah, son. Nah, it's still our time. Oh, nah. You know, it kind of felt like Aaron Boone hitting that home run in the 11th inning. And I know what happened next year, so I'm a little worried. Hopefully we sign some players. The one thing that I find really interesting about Tottenham is because as an Arsenal fan, as a rabid, rabid Arsenal fan, I do not want to take anything away from Tottenham. They are an incredible team. But everyone's been talking about Harry Kane, Dele Alli, all that. When they don't have Moussa Dembele in that team, they do not win.
Yeah.
That squad needs Moussa Dembele.
Well, those last few weeks, the pressure of trying to win the title clearly got to them.
Yeah.
And look, and it's obviously as a club, it's better to focus on winning the title over trying to be better than your
rival.
Yeah. You know, your hometown rival. So I understand, but it clearly affected them, and it just would have been a little better if they just, given the quality season that they had, to finish above Arsenal.
Okay, don't you dare repeat that ever again. And I also want to say, think about this, and this is what we as Arsenal fans talk about all the time. This is undoubtedly the best season Tottenham has had in almost 20 years. The best season they've ever had. Arsenal fans, think of this season as a failure. And we still finished above them.
Well, Harry Kane was quoted. He said after the game, he said, "When people think Arsenal had a bad season and we've had a good one, yet they still finish above us, it hurts."
Yeah,
and which is a
and it should, son, because we stuck the knife in the side and twisted, dog.
But you know, they were focusing on the title, and it all started with that draw against West Brom and Dele Alli,
Chelsea.
But Dele Alli getting sent off and getting that suspension. That draw at Chelsea, obviously the draw at Chelsea, you know, just emotionally crushed them.
They didn't have
enough in the tank to get over that, avoiding Tottenham's day.
I mean, Moussa Dembele finished with the fourth most dribbles in the league. I mean, which, by the way, Ross Barkley third. I did not expect that.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't let go of the ball.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. but I think what you're seeing is he is the guy that springs that attack. And Dele Alli is incredible, you know, around the box.
I mean, they lost.
So is Kyrie Shelton, now that we know. We'll talk about that the next. Around multiple boxes, actually. you know, Dele Alli is incredible. You guys, listen to the second segment. Dele Alli is incredible around the box. Harry Kane, one of the most dangerous strikers in the league. I'll say it. If you're a Three Lions fan and an Arsenal fan, you're going to like Harry Kane for the next few months until the league starts again. All that great. Look, you don't have Moussa Dembele in that team. And you know, it reminds me of the run that Arsenal went on as soon as we got Coughlin. I don't think Coughlin's the answer. I think maybe Granit Xhaka, who we're going to buy. It seems, hopefully we buy him. He seems like he might be the answer. There's so many different things. And I think we talk about this with Everton. Everton seems like the club that is one player away from being a top four club.
Well,
and that player might be a next player.
Well, speaking of Everton, we're also one manager away because we do not have
a manager.
But Roberto Martinez is gone.
Is gone.
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's the right move for Everton.
Do you? You wanted him to stay.
I liked him. And I was
until he got fired.
I was supportive in the beginning.
Yeah.
But the last few after really the FA Cup semifinal,
that was embarrassing.
Yeah, and then the Liverpool loss 4-0. Something's wrong. I mean, something's going on.
I didn't know about this, but people have been saying that he lost the locker room a while ago. I got to be honest, you wouldn't have been able to tell. And I don't know if it's because Everton has such high level players, high character players, I should say. But you wouldn't be able to tell. But this, I think if you ask me, it came down to Lukaku. I think keeping Lukaku, I think he was like, if you want me to stay, Roberto Martinez can't be here. And I honestly think he's pulling some of the strings. You got to keep Lukaku. You have to.
It would be a crushing loss because I don't know who would.
Do you know anything about the youth setup?
No.
I haven't heard.
I don't
anything.
Know who would go in to replace him. I mean, they would have to buy someone of like even similar quality.
And here's the thing. You'd end up spending the money you made on him anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well keep him. Unless you know of someone from another league that can come in that you think is, you know, a little better, you know, someone that could surprise. I don't know who that guy is. I looked some stuff up. I don't see any rumors.
Yeah.
There's like zero rumors for Everton buying. You're like buying. We're going to buy new boots next season. I mean, that's mostly it. They don't really, nothing is really coming up.
They need to like put an ad out in the classifieds. Like, anybody want to be a star striker for our club?
They're looking through Jamie Vardy's family tree. Does he have a cousin, you know, playing in the lower leagues? They need someone, and I think that guy might be Lukaku. I don't know that Lukaku is the answer, but I think he's the best option.
Well, we were talking about who could possibly come in to replace him. What manager?
Before you say who it is, did you have anyone in mind before... If Roberto Martinez had gotten fired, did you have like a wish hire?
I mean, I think maybe Gus Hiddink would probably be the best one. No,
they seem to do pretty well.
They seem to do all right. Yeah. Over there.
Or Rafa. Rafa might not stay at
Newcastle. There's reports that he will stay, and that Newcastle is basically giving him more control.
Yeah, he wants like control of the whole thing.
Yeah, so you know, maybe it might be a good position for him. I don't know. Who knows necessarily? But no, I didn't have anybody in mind in particular. But
did you have anyone that you wouldn't want? Because I think that's the guy. If there's one name that you would try to stay away from, that's the guy they're going after.
And it seems like that's who they're going after hard.
Jose Mourinho.
Mr. Four-page letter himself.
Good thing we didn't say his name three times because he appears. Mr. Four-page letter himself. That's hilarious.
So
he just scratches out United and puts Everton. I don't think he wants the job. I think, you know, with at least United is in Europe. Yeah. I don't know. United just doesn't fit right for him. Everton, everything about Everton is perfect for him. Also, if you're Liverpool fans and you've got Jurgen Klopp and you've had a pretty good season and Coutinho's playing great and Firmino, you know, for as baggy of a shirt he has, he seems like he's playing really... I don't know what's up with
this
guy.
Why is that the criticism?
I don't know. He's just had such a baggy shirt. I'm not used to seeing it.
Allen Iverson.
I like the years, right? I mean, he's practiced. training.
playing with his jersey out. Like.
He's got do-rag on and like, all right, we're gonna institute a dress code. Because of, you know, Liverpool fans see all these positive things going into next season, and regardless of their lower than, you know, sixth finish, they're walking around feeling great about themselves.
Then the Europa League final, they have something to be happy about.
Until the hire of Jose Mourinho. That all the wind out of their sails. That's it. Everton takes the headlines forever. This would be the smartest hire of the worst person ever, right? I mean, can you think of anything better?
Yes, hiring Mourinho would attract a lot of attention to your club. I mean, he comes with controversy.
Shirt sales skyrocket. Everything about the club skyrockets.
Yeah. I think I think Everton sort of needs this because, look, if Mourinho goes to Manchester United, going to Manchester United is like playing... it's like coaching the Knicks, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like the strongest team, but the media.
Yeah.
It's a media capital where everyone's going to focus on the club. So you know.
And also, it's not. Here's the thing about Manchester United. It's like, can you return us to old glory? You're nothing special. There's a statue of Sir Alex Ferguson you're walking past every day on the way to work. Everton ain't got no statues. Everton got zero statues.
I mean, they got some Lukaku bobbleheads.
Bobbleheads, right? A couple of cardboard cutouts on the way in, right? You can take a picture, right? They're holding up Nando's chicken or whatever they do out there.
People got like pictures of Dave Moyes on their phone.
Yeah, a couple Moyes memes on their phone.
That's pretty important.
That's about as good as statues these days. People Snapchatting. It's better than a statue. I'm not kidding. If he wins the league with Everton, statue immediately.
Oh my god. Yeah.
He would be a god there.
Just a bust. It would be great.
And he would be mean and you know, shitting on Arsene Wenger, you know. I mean, look, I don't like the guy, but he literally would be the perfect hire. If you're Everton, whatever's in your kitty, give it to him.
What I think is hiring someone like that takes your club to like, hey, we want to be one of the top six.
Yeah, deserve, and you do. You play so well, you do deserve to be in that conversation.
So Arsenal, I think, Everton finished what I think 11th or 12th, which is really not terrible, but it's really only like 12 points above the relegation zone. So, right.
But for the start you guys had, you should have finished much higher.
Yeah.
I really saw a top five finish for you guys.
So something happened in the middle of the season.
where things started falling apart, and they needed a change.
If it's Mourinho, you know, it's only for 3 years. He's going to ruin Lukaku.
Not a long term. Yeah, you get your title, ruin Lukaku.
And he's going to fix Ross Barkley. He's going to turn Ross Barkley into a beast because, you know, Ross Barkley's fast. He's the kind of midfielder he likes. Fast, skillful, tracks back. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Finally going to get Stones.
Yeah, you get Stones. Okay,
yeah, Mourinho was wanted Stones for a long time. So we'll see. Also, there were 10 fixtures scheduled for Championship Sunday.
Only 9 went off.
Only 9 went off.
Speaking of going off,
there was a controlled going off.
Wordplay applause. Thank you.
So Manchester United and Bournemouth were the only two clubs who did not play because there was a bomb scare.
Yes.
Bomb threat. Bomb. There was a bomb in Old Trafford.
Did you see a look at? Did you see the picture of it?
I didn't see the picture of it.
It is a pipe. It's a pipe with knotted at both ends, like, you know, with sealed at both ends.
Okay.
Wrapped in duct tape with a burner phone attached to it and wires coming out of it. And it was in the bathroom. Now, here's what I'll say. We know that it turns out that it was fake. It was a training device left by mistake.
Yeah.
Anyone who would have seen this would have. I don't care if you told me, like, oh, we had a training device that looked just like, I don't care. Get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw it, at first I was like, oh, it was a box. You know, it was an Amazon box. And people freaking out because an Amazon, there's a book in it. You know, this thing
was just like legit looked like a bomb.
Oh, my God. I saw this thing, I would have shit myself.
Yeah, yeah, but the fact that it was a training exercise and somebody just...
embarrassing.
Forgot to... Hey, Ralph, did you get the bomb from the bathroom? Yeah, I got it. Why are you always bugging me about the bomb? I know about the bomb in the bathroom. Why would I leave a bomb in a bathroom?
Yeah, by the way, I'm the one who found the bomb in the bathroom, okay? Don't you try to take credit for me. Tell me to go pick it up.
Yeah. Are you going to tell my boss? Yeah. You going to tell my boss? So
my favorite thing is, like, the training was to find... Did you decide that you only find the bomb in the training? Found it, we're good. You walk away from it. Isn't there like a robot supposed to pick it up?
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like, where's the rest of the training?
It's hide and seek with explosive devices. What a fun little game.
Yeah, what a great time.
So I guess, you know, it's an embarrassing thing because obviously. How many people does Old Trafford seat? I mean, what, 50,000? Something like that, right? Yeah. 40,000, 50,000?
Did you hear about the guy from Sierra Leone?
Yeah, there was a guy from Sierra Leone who, it was his first Manchester United match ever.
You know how many blood diamonds he saved up?
The blood on his hands.
All 7 of his fingers.
There's literally blood in his suitcase.
I know, literally.
He's trying to.
He's doing whatever it takes to get it.
It's a miracle for him to go to Manchester and go see Manchester United.
Waited his whole life.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
And so obviously the game is called off.
Right. He was the only one who stayed. He's like, bomb scare. Ain't nothing. I'm from Sierra Leone, dog.
Yeah. That's every day I go to school.
Yeah, I ain't scared about it. Play the game, man. He had to kick the ball. You scared about a bomb?
Oh, my goodness. So miraculously enough, the fans of Manchester did like a GoFundMe for this guy
not a GoFundMe. They just put their money together.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled the money. I mean, I imagine it wasn't in just some bag.
I think it's the supporters that were around him.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the supporters. They took a picture of him. He looked like very sad. He was sitting on the steps.
I mean, everyone from Sierra Leone. Yeah, that's a normal.
That's him smiling. That's that was actually his graduation photo that they showed. So terrible. We're all wrong. Anyway, so he looked very upset about the whole thing.
He's going to the FA Cup final.
Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah. So they pulled the money together to change his flight, and he's going to the FA Cup final instead, which is a much better match.
Which is a much better match, yeah, because Manchester has really nothing. They're in Europa, and they can't make it to the Champions League now.
Right.
So they're out of any, their league game really has no, there's nothing really at stake.
So that's, I mean, incredible story, and you got to give it up to the United fans for doing that.
Yeah.
You know? Thank you. If it was Chelsea, they would have just been racist against them. So it was kind of nice.
Yeah, it's a very different city. So Premier League is over. The FA Cup is coming up, and we'll talk about that next week. We did it, Alexis. We went through a Premier League together.
We did it for the first time. And by the way, you have experienced some of the weirdest, but also you get to see Arsenal fans finish above Tottenham, which is exactly what we wanted.
Which I did not think would happen.
No one did.
Mathematically, it just seemed impossible, yeah, you know, 4 weeks ago.
If only we could have won maybe 6 more matches, we would have been just fine.
Yeah.
Beat Norwich. You know what? We did beat Leicester twice. We're the only club to have beaten Leicester twice. So.
That's right.
We can tell our grandkids about that when we cry. why don't we take a break?
We will. We'll talk some MLS. What a great MLS weekend.
Oh, man.
Great games.
We got win streaks.
Win streaks. We got Jovinko with incredible touches.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
And not making the Italy squad. We'll talk about that when we get back. Now let's find out what you have to do to get this awesome, comfortable USA scarf.
All right, so for the Cooligans giveaway, if you want to win a USA scarf to take to your Copa America Centenario game with you, all you got to do is create a video letting us know what your favorite USA soccer moment is and just send it to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
That's it. It could be anything. It could be your favorite moment watching. It could be a story about how your dad took you to the first match. It could be about anything at all. Maybe you went to the World Cup of the 90s. Anything at all. Your favorite moment, the most important moment for you in national team history. Men's, women's, it doesn't matter. Youth, it doesn't matter at all. Share a video with us. Make sure you tag at Soccer Cooligans. Tag Roughneck Scarves, spelled RuffneckScarves.
Roughneck
Tag
scarf.
Both of those, yeah. And then make sure you use the hashtag CooligansUSA. If you only do one thing, use the hashtag Cooligans.
Do all three things.
Yeah, yeah.
But the definitely,
most important, because if you don't hashtag CooligansUSA, we will not see it.
Yeah, we won't be able to find it. So
Kirby's going to be pulling these all up. He will be using hashtag CooligansUSA, and that's on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook.
We'd love to interact with our fans a little bit more and see some, some cool videos that they can make
and
for
make
us.
It creative. You know, you could do a replay, you could do stop motion, you could just talk directly into the camera.
Yeah, hire Pixar if you feel like creating your own, like USM, USMNT recreation.
What type of processors you guys got, huh? How many cores you got?
Yeah, or do like a forensic file reenactment and get higher actors.
Or give us your own color commentary, your own call for any specific goal or anything that happened. Any video, favorite national team moment for the USA, we want to hear it. And if we love it, well, our favorite, we're going to pick. And that's who's going to get a absolutely free U.S. National Team scarf from Roughneck Scarves. Again, that's roughneckscarves.com. Yeah.
We are back, everybody.
Oh, man. So we kind of teased a little bit about the MLS. Speaking of teasing, all right, I'm not going to do this the whole time. We'll get to it. First, NYC on the pitch. On the pitch. It's kind of hard to explain the match because there were moments where I felt like maybe we were kind of getting run ragged.
Well, NYCFC played the Portland Timbers.
Yes, we played the Portland in Portland, reigning champs.
Exactly, and Providence Park. So even I noticed, I don't watch too many Portland Timbers games or pay much mind to it, specifically their home games. But
right.
What a fan base.
The best fan base in the MLS. I love NYCFC matches and all that. We're figuring it out. Portland, they figured it out.
They got it. Yeah, they got it down pat. They are loud. They have songs for every single minute of the match.
Yeah, and I will say this though, they mic the supporters. I mean, I know the whole stadium is singing, but the one stands that are right,
okay,
really, they mic them just like they mic us when you watch an MLS and NYCFC match. It sounds like the whole thing is,
yeah, it was pretty loud. I had tweeted out, I'm like, these Portland fans are gonna blow up my damn speaker.
They are
loud. The bass, just the bass on their drums and all their singing. I'm like,
they've got really big drums like set up in the stands too.
Yeah, I gotta set up an insurance policy on my speakers.
Yeah, we're actually voided the warranty of the TV watching a Boiler match. Their fans are the best. I mean, they really are great. And, shouts to you guys. Very happy that you allowed us to win. they haven't been having a great season, but, man, it got worse when we showed up.
Wow. And that's not Portland, obviously, and they looked great. Portland looked on point. Yeah, they
Adi looks comfortable.
Fernando Adi. Nagby.
For whatever reason, I've really never paid that much attention, you know, to Nagby. I watch him from time to time.
Yeah. When he first came on, he was more of a speedster. Like, that was really, like, his thing. But that one goal where he, like, he volleyed the ball twice up to himself.
Yeah.
He, like, played keepy-uppy and then scored while it was in the air, like, a volley. It was incredible.
Yeah.
That's where, like, it put, for me, put him on the map.
I mean, he is as creative as, like, Pirlo. I mean, very... just nifty.
Just not as consistent. And I think that's a big issue. But look, he's getting call-ups, you know, so.
Yeah, but he was I'm not going to say he was like embarrassing NYCFC defenders, but he was difficult to, and Patrick Vieira had mentioned, they mentioned this in the, during the game, that for the first time this season, NYCFC did man marking on Nagby. So,
That's how important he is.
They had someone on him at all times because he was that dangerous.
Was that Mikey Lopez?
Maybe.
I think it was. You know, Nagby's good, man. And the funny thing is like you watch that team, you're at any moment they spring into an attack and they're all calm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no one's like, we were running left and right and shirts were coming off and, you know, we were all over the place. Look, I'm glad we gutted the win out because as fans, we've been waiting to see that since last season. And it seems like this season we were starting to get into that weird 11 game winless streak. Mm-hmm. A lot of things seem similar to last year. And it seems like Patrick Vieira is like, look, you guys got to start playing your asses off. You know, like, yeah, we're going to win because we have great players. You got to play your ass off. And dude, Hernandez, who I've been panning left and right. I'm not a huge fan. That opinion might have changed.
He was incredible.
I mean, did he watch a couple Rangers games? He's on the floor blocking shots.
Yeah, Jason Lundqvist.
Jason King Lundqvist Hernandez.
He was incredible.
Incredible.
And without a doubt, NYCFC definitely beat a better team. Portland was
They were better. Look, Portland, I will say as a fan of Arsenal, I now know what it's like to watch a team play Arsenal if you're a fan of the other team, because consistently we've had the better possession, we've looked like a better team, we've just struggled in the final third.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what Portland is doing. It seems like they spend most of their training getting to the ball into the final third, and then they're just like, you guys know what to do there. We're not going to practice those things.
Valeri had that bad miss, basically.
Shanked it.
It was sort of not an open net necessarily. There were defenders there, but there was no keeper.
No keeper.
And he did, he shanked a shot. But look, Hernandez had something to do with that. He was on the ground. He was in his way. He blocked his first attempt.
Yeah.
So, a lot of props to Fernandez because there were a lot of shots. And Saunders, there were a lot of shots.
Yeah.
That could have just totally gone in.
Dude, Saunders this season, I know like he's a fan favorite, but there's some mistakes he makes. He pulls himself out of position so often.
Occasionally.
And
but he also makes miraculous saves. That it's like,
I know, but like the thing, all right, so the big question with a keeper is he makes miraculous saves. Does he need to? If he was in the right position, he wouldn't need to. But, dude, that Nagby curler... That was a great save. I mean, he was like feet, like 3 feet in front of him.
Yeah,
you know, that was a wonderful save. So yeah, he has those moments. You know, he still has those cat like. And I know a lot of people are asking for him to be benched, and they want to see what Eric Johansson has. You know, the one thing I like about Patrick Vieira is he's like, everyone chill. We're going to try to use the same players as often as possible. He's made a couple changes here and there. I mean, Mikey Lopez defensively, probably not my favorite, but he seems like his speed.
Yeah, Bravo wasn't in the match because of the yellow
suspended.
Card. The yellow card accumulation. So it was, that was going into the match. That was like the thing I was most sort of afraid of.
Right.
But he seemed to do all right, you know? I mean, I think it put our defense in kind of weird positions from time to time.
It does, and it's straight, like, Briant. You saw Briant to leave the back line.
It looks like a better idea because they won. If they had lost, we would be like, why would you do that? Get Patrick Vieira back to London. Yeah, we don't need him.
Get out of Manchester. Send him to London first. Make him walk to Manchester and get me a cheesecake. It's an old reference. I don't think anyone's going to get.
But, I mean, two amazing goals from NYCFC.
Can we get an applause for RJ Allen?
Whoa, RJ. I mean,
are you listening, RJ? That is, you are in our intro. You are in our hearts.
Beautiful.
World class.
And it seems like, this is the weird thing with NYCFC is that we don't get cheap goals. We don't get lucky.
No, not at all.
We have to do miraculous.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
FIFA highlights.
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or real kind of kind of goals. And this
is the goal that if you scored in FIFA, you'd watch all three highlights, and the other person would be like, let him play. That,
exactly, because it's completely reasonable. So there was a controversial non-handball call, which
I think we can go back and forth. Kirby, I think, seems to think it was a handball. I think it's up to the
Nagby and RJ Allen both went for the ball. It took a bunch of ricochets, and it did hit RJ's hand.
Right, his hand was in an unnatural position. His arm was in an unnatural position, but he wasn't aiming for the ball.
He wasn't trying to go for the
ball. So, like, he still technically. What it should have been a handball, but there was also the ball flipped up and hit him. There was no way he could have reacted.
Exactly. That's the main thing. There's no way he could have actually moved his hand away quick enough. It was just they both went for it, a 50-50 ball. It ricocheted and it went in RJ's favor.
Yeah.
So, you know, people were complaining because the goal came right after that. But even though the goal came right, the skill to make that pass is
should have washed away the handball.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, all right, okay.
Yeah. Even Nagby should be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Forget the handball happened. That was beautiful.
That was incredible. So
I don't know how to explain it. If you haven't watched it, pull it up after the podcast. But he kicks the ball straight, and the ball decides to make a left. And it goes around to one of the defenders. I mean, you've seen these perfectly weighted balls
before.
Villa
has a magnet in his boots because the ball took a... I mean, it was so perfect.
It popped a U-turn.
I mean, honestly, what it looked like was a pool trick shot.
Yes, absolutely.
Very like that spin that you put
a lot of English on it. Very a lot of much. English.
So, he was beyond the halfway line, right? And makes a pass...
The full length of the pitch.
Half the pitch.
And what I'm saying, from that point. Literally in the box.
In the box, it went, basically he's on the right side, he plays right back. And
Villa is sandwiched between two defenders.
He's between two defenders.
So if you were to kick that ball straight, it would have hit the defender to Villa's right.
Correct.
So what he decided to do was kick it.
To the right of the defender. Of the right defender.
Yeah, and then it went around that defender.
It went completely around.
And it literally landed directly in Villa's feet for his run.
Yeah, and which he put in the bottom corner.
And if you remember last year, we gave Pirlo a ton of credit for his assist over the air. This one was on the ground. Pirlo last year long-balled it to Villa. And he was, again, sandwiched between two defenders.
Yeah.
And he literally put it on the toe of David Villa. And we gave Pirlo all this credit. Well, let me tell you something. I think RJ Allen's been hanging out with Pirlo. He took a sip from the same wine because something magical happened. That is world-class.
World-class.
Wherever
assist.
You are, that is Premier League, Champions League level stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if RJ Allen is getting looks at by Europe, but if somebody just watches that, I think a mid-table team in the Premier League could use a guy like RJ Allen.
I think
I want him to stay.
I think the youth coach that he had, they're upset they let him go.
Yeah, I think those kids are like, those kids must be just crushing some amazing passes. What was he teaching them?
But it really seems like one of those, like, almost like the Vardy story, right? I'm not saying RJ at that level,
right? But he's obviously above that. He plays
for the but they're that how did he go unknown for so long? Not everybody can make that kind of pass. That was incredible.
First of all, I think we all look at it and think the balls you have to have, to attempt that pass. Because if that ball doesn't turn. He just sent the ball to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, he just passed it to
everyone.
Yeah.
Was like, what are you doing, dude? Oh, this is why you were teaching kids. Like, that's what would have happened. I mean, the guts it took, the preparation, and it had to be instinctual. Yeah. He had to have known he had that bullet in the barrel. He had to have looked. I mean, he literally looked up, and because Nagbe stopped on the play, and that's the big issue. Everyone says play to the whistle, and I know we've talked about the refereeing in this league. We've all talked about it. I'm sure Nagbe was as frustrated as we all were. He's like, come on, man, that was obviously a handball. And in that moment, magic is happening because you didn't keep. If Nagbe would have kept up with him, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I mean, to RJ's credit, it happened so fast. I mean, it happened maybe 2 seconds after that 50-50
ball. Yeah, I think
ball.
He took one touch after that.
Yeah, Nagby was running in the opposite direction. There really wouldn't have been much Nagby could have done
if he would
to
have
stop
pressured
that
him.
Pass.
But, I mean, if he would have pressured him, he would have had to hold up his run. You know, he would have his touch would have been maybe to pull it back.
I'm not saying that goal didn't happen because of Nagby.
No, but... I mean, you can't stop on the play. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, that's really the main thing. But
I mean, you know, when RJ goes back to speak to those kids, he's like, remember when I told you not to stop on the play? This is why.
Well, that it reminds me of in the NFL when there's like an offsides call. And the quarterback basically has a free play.
Yes.
Because now, regardless of even if they intercept the ball, there's still a penalty and they're going to get the ball back.
Yeah.
So you go for the touchdown.
Sure.
And that is exactly what RJ was like, oh, there might be a handball. Maybe. I don't know. So let me just go for it.
100% exactly what happened.
And it worked. I mean, it's just it worked to such a perfection that you're like, it's just something you don't expect from a non-DP player who was youth coaching 2 years ago.
Yeah, who wasn't even in the league.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in the league.
He just was like, oh, let me go try out for NYCFC. And
here he is, just crushing world-class passes to a guy who won the World Cup. I mean.
What a story.
What a story.
That's incredible.
Better than Vardy. RJ
Let's
party.
Let's make the RJ story.
The RJ party.
Yeah, I started calling him RJ Iniesta because that
RJ
was...
RJ Iniesta?
RJ Iniesta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
just RJ Iniesta.
No, because... I don't know. Both work, I guess.
Yeah. I like my better,
because, because that's who used to be making those passes to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it was amazing.
I mean, beautiful. And it didn't stop there.
It did not stop there.
I mean, I got to give credit to Kyrie Shelton. You know, he saw the ball. He laid off of it and looked around. He's taking a very patient approach. He's looking around. He's seeing where he is. All things he didn't do last year. Seems like he had a lot of anticipation last year. Vieira's giving him a lot of confidence, told him to run after players. He looked up, looked around, and he saw Pirlo hanging out at the top of the box, clear on the other side of the box, sends a long ball right to him, and Pirlo, without looking.
Magic Johnson, no look
just
pass.
Just happened to feel... I remember, you remember Pistol Pete? You know,
yeah,
Pistol Pete.
Yeah, Pizza Pete Maravich.
Yeah, okay. So there was a movie that made about his life. And when he was young, they played basketball by like shooting from between the legs and stuff.
Yeah.
So there were no fancy passes, just didn't happen. And he did the first no look pass in his town, and he smashed his player's nose because the guy wasn't expecting, because this wasn't a moment where he was supposed to. They ran plays. You stand here, you run over here, and then you'll get the pass. Mm-hmm. That's how plays were back then. So he broke the guy's nose. And they're like, how did you know he was there? And he was like, I don't know. I just knew. They're like, how did you see him? The coach was like, how is that possible? And he was like, I just felt that he was there. That's exactly what Pirlo did. He felt Tommy McNamara. He felt a glow to his right. So without looking, and by the way, I don't know how he did it. His foot is traveling forward to make the pass, but the ball goes the other way. I'm not saying he's like a wizard or anything, but I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised if we find out Pirlo has a magic wand somewhere in those pants. Again, another Kyrie Shelton reference we'll talk about in a second. But the ball just goes sideways. By the way, two defenders on Pirlo, they're like, where, how'd the ball get over there? You look at Tommy. Tommy's got a little bit of space, and he does what he's done time and time again, which is he shoots from the top of the box this beautiful curling shot that no one could stop, hits the upper 90, goalkeeper goes flying nowhere near it. Ireland, get on the phone.
Yeah.
Get this guy up there. He is magic, man.
It's Tommy's shot. It's his shot.
Yeah, it literally is. It's not the curler, it's the Tommy.
It's the Tommy, and you would think that the other MLS keepers, I have been watching the MLS goal of the week because it's on there pretty often.
Yeah, it's consistently.
Get on his right foot. Don't let him shoot it because it will be, it's magic every time he does it. Yeah. And, you know, when that shot goes up, and not, it's weird because not only does he not get that shot very often.
Right.
But when he does get it, he seems to always make it.
He's automatic.
It's so, I mean, you could
how
tell.
How many times has he practiced that?
That's what I was saying. I mean, this is already his third curler like that.
Yeah.
I think he
has three goals.
He has three goals this, this season, I think he has three or four goals already.
I think all of the goals he scored this season, Kirby, look that up.
No, two were the curlers, and he had a header off of a Villa miss.
Did he? I thought all three of his goals were
curled. No, last year he had that first curler in like the maybe fourth or fifth game of the season.
Yeah, this season he had it in the first game.
He had it in the first game against the Chicago Fire. And
you said that like Chicago Fire.
Chicago.
Oh, yes, against the Chicago Fire.
You know, somebody else made fun of me for how to say Chicago. But I don't know. Do
you
I say it
Chicago.
Weird?
Chicago, yeah.
I say the ch. Yeah, maybe that's what. Because some people say Chicago. Know,
well, you say the hard CH, but then you go, you do EE. Chicago.
Which
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah, you everybody. Go Chicago.
Chicago, man. Yeah, let's, yeah. Let's
like
go
you're
to Chicago.
Sitting in the back of a pickup. Like you're just sitting in the back of your pickup with 80 of your new friends. Chicago.
Oh, the Latino comes out.
Yeah, what it does come out. Only when I get angry does it come out. I scream in Spanish.
But yeah, beautiful, just a great win for NYCFC. Just
yeah. They were, I mean, everyone seemed like they were up for
you
it.
You can tell how just happy they were. That's a big win, man. You yeah. beat the MLS Cup champions. Gives you a lot of confidence going forward.
And when they say they leave it all on the pitch, these guys did, man. They're laying on the floor.
Yeah, Jason Hernandez's shirt was on the ground.
I mean, you know, I don't know where they found the energy to. They smash the club, and then they go out later and smash their fans. I don't know where they found it. If you guys don't know what I've been referencing this entire
Portland
time.
Portland fans, try to stay away from the NYCFC supporters group.
Some of these beautiful, beautiful Portland fans, two beautiful young ladies, decided to take a picture with Kyrie Shelton.
So, thoughts, you may say. Who
right?
knows? So
you might say thoughts, right? And we know that they're not loyal. Let's just say these two ladies are not loyal. It's been sung about, and they're Portland Timbers fans.
Yeah. I regret saying thoughts because I'm like, I don't want to slut shame. Go for it, ladies. You want to sleep with athletes? I support it more than anybody else. It's
well,
great.
One of them says, don't forget you have a boyfriend. So
regardless of any infidelity that might be taking place, you know, we don't know those details. Let them have their fun.
So the first photo is Kyrie Shelton hugging them, and they have their Portland Timbers scarves.
Kyrie's also wearing a Portland Timbers. He swapped jerseys, right. Yeah.
And he did a lot more swapping later on that night. None of this is planned, by the way. The next photo from one of the lovely ladies, is Kyrie Shelton completely passed out on a bed, and the two of them just making sure he doesn't roll off the bed. Let's just say that.
Sandwich, a little Kyrie sandwich,
yeah,
you may say.
A little Kyrie sandwich with probably a little extra mayo. I'm having so much fun right now. And one of them put, Two's company, but three's a crowd.
I mean, that's my preferred crowd, if you ask me.
Yeah, we all know. So if you are, and Kyrie commented and put, ha ha, this pick is epic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it very much is.
It is. Yeah. I mean, come on, you're getting high five left and right. So, I mean, you know,
good for Kyrie.
I mean, he's Rose City till he dies.
This is the kind of lifestyle that our MLS athletes should be having.
You know what? They're not getting paid comparable to European players, but they are living. They are getting paid in trim.
Yeah, they're living the life. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe one day maybe designer will make a rap song like I Got a Story to Tell about Kyrie Shelton.
About Kyrie Shelton. I think it would be great. And, you know, if you're Kyrie, well done.
Well on, done. Well yeah. Done.
Okay. Well done.
Both Kyrie and RJ just impressing us immensely.
Yeah. RJ with a world-class ball and Kyrie world-class getting his balls tickled.
Look, sometimes you need both balls taken care of.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Sometimes four hands, right? I mean, I picture Kyrie just with both of his hands crossed behind his head.
No, you can't use your hands in...
not at all, yeah. There was some handling of the ball. There was some handling going on. And hopefully there were no red cards that time of the month. How long can we keep this going?
oh, my God. Okay. Well, you know, it's good because, you know, Kyrie was able to... perform so well with less men in the bedroom. Yes.
He shows that if he's down a man,
he's down a man.
And he still wins. He's a lot like Newcastle. If you go down a man, he'll still find a way to score two or three times.
Oh, man. Yeah. And those ladies know a lot about going down on a man. Yeah. All right.
This is my favorite segment of all time.
Oh, RCTID, everybody. Yeah. Great. We love you, Timbers fans. Thank you for taking care of us.
Yes, thank you for helping calm our players. Oh, God.
Whoa. There were a bunch of other games we wanted to talk about, but we spent the entire
time. Well, I mean, yeah.
We'll go real quick. We'll run through this. Toronto
FC played against Vancouver.
Huge.
Whitecaps, great game. Toronto.
Watch the highlights, guys.
Toronto's having, they had a pretty good start to this season. And so this is, what's happening is we see the defensive issues. They have a lot of defensive issues.
Right.
And they Giovinco's great. Look, he might get the golden boot again. But
shocked he's not called into the Italian team.
How what else does he have to do?
He's playing at literally the highest level we have in this league. That's him.
He is the benchmark.
I mean, some of this touch and this last touch where he just, it reminded me of like Dennis Bergkamp, and that's a huge credit
I remember that.
As an Arsenal fan. So, I mean, great for him. You know, great for the league. Can they figure out their back line, please? Because
they look bad.
They're atrocious, dude. I mean, if you're Giovinco, you're putting out, you know, you're putting out greatest hits and the drummer's not showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just killing your album, you know? So, you know, again.
And Jose Altidore.
Gone 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks. He hurt himself on... on the penalty, he pulled a hamstring. By missing a penalty.
I was listening to Taylor Twellman talk about him. They're saying that a lot of former players are saying that they think there's something wrong with him. Like between the ears is the term he used.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully it's, you know, maybe go back to AZ Alkmaar because he was great in the Netherlands and he's just not looking good. You know, he's been playing very well as a hold up guy, but he is a confidence guy, man. Sunderland killed him, you know? And you feel bad, dude. I'm a men's national team player. I think they play best in a 4-2-3-1, a lot like Taylor said. And I don't know that there's many other options for a hold up guy. Dempsey's going to be too old by the time it comes for the World Cup. So maybe this Copa Centenario is a chance to see what it looks like without Josie on your team. And hopefully we can prep. Maybe this means Pulisic gets in a little more.
Maybe this or Jordan Morris can maybe shine or Bobby Wood.
Bobby Wood
of Hamburg.
Of Hamburg. Making his way up the Bundesliga table. The old school Whalers are just being bought by the better teams. So good for him.
Good for him, yeah. So also Sporting Kansas City played against Orlando City. Shots.
As they were singing.
What
was the number 32?
34. Sporting KC took 34 shots, 13 on goal. To Orlando's, I believe, maybe 12 shots. they won the game. They completely deserved to.
Yeah, dominant is.
It's just kind of surprising to see Orlando get dominated that sort of badly.
And I mean, they still had moments of like real genius, thanks to Kaká and Kyle Lahren. But, you know, without those guys, I mean... oof.
Yeah, but yeah, Sporting KC, they have been on a little bit of a slide the last couple of weeks, but they look like they're back in form. So
Tom Dwyer came back. He got a goal.
Finally got a goal again. Yeah, I think he had maybe went 3 or 4 games without one. And the final game we wanted to cover, New England Revolution against the Chicago Fire. Kai Kamara.
Yeah, he's now looking like he got bought by PSG in that kit.
He is now a Rev.
You put him in. How long did he train? He looks like he's been a part of that team forever.
He did look good. I mean, they got a clean sheet. They scored 2 goals.
He didn't score. Let me tell you something. I don't think he needed to. He looked so good out there.
Once you are that kind of player, you're going to attract attention and defenders are going to focus on you a little bit more. And then all of a sudden, all the other players get more of an opportunity.
But the one thing about him is he makes such great runs. He is stretching the defenders for everyone else. Agudelo with a great assist over to Femi, which I think that was his first goal, they said. He's a rookie. Good for you guys. I mean, you know, Agudelo, I hope he gets back into the men's national team fold. He's a good player. He seems to be missing that confidence again like, you know, Josie does. And I don't know what it is. He looks like he should be a 15-goal scorer every year, and he's just not doing it. But he is great. You get him in that box, and a lot like Kyrie, he will find a way to score, whether it's him or someone else.
In general, we didn't talk about this last week because we were it was just rumored that Kai Kamara would be traded.
Yeah, and it looked like it was Vancouver. Everyone said Vancouver had done the deal.
He obviously didn't have too many places he could go because the MLS rules, he can only go to a place that had a DP spot available.
Yeah.
So New England, I know they really weren't in like in the talks and in the running. You didn't really hear them. It wasn't rumored that he was going to go there.
Completely out of nowhere.
But it looks like a really good move for New England. They gave up a lot of TAM. They gave up a draft pick. I think maybe 2 draft picks, something like that. Yeah. So they gave up a lot.
They did. But I mean, look, again, you're looking at the Revolution. Like last year, they were one player away. You know, they didn't want to pay Jermaine Jones, and he's crushing it in Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado's like really close to already getting a playoff spot, by the way.
Sure.
I mean, what 24 points, right, Kirby? How many points do they have?
Yeah.
You want to hit the button so I can see it on that? I mean, 24 points, I think, just with how many games have we played? Maybe 15 matches so far? Maybe 12?
I think it's 12, I think. 11
24
or 12.
Points, you know, out of 12. I mean,
seven
that's
wins.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
FC Dallas, not far behind him, neither is Vancouver. So it's strong. It's, I mean, look, you know, NYCFC is tied for first with 16. So we'd be in. Third,
we wouldn't even be yeah, in the playoffs.
We wouldn't be in the playoffs Western in the Conference. West, but whatever. We're in the East, all right. So that's the only people we have to play.
Yeah.
But you know, he's crushing it over there. And what is New England going to do? New England has been one player away, and now it looks like it's Kai Kamara. Until defenders figure them out, and I get this the first time they had a plan with him on, they didn't get a chance to look at any tape. Now maybe next week we'll see something different. But man, they look good.
Yeah, it seems like I don't know what Columbus is going to do. It seems like. It sort of seems like it might have been something they could have gotten past, but I guess now they felt that they had to trade him. But Kamara is such a quality player that I don't know how you get rid of him. Like you know, last week we were talking about the argument that Higuain and Kamara were having after who was going to take the penalty kick, and they're claiming that wasn't the issue, that wasn't the reason why he got
traded.
Well,
apparently this extended from last year. Apparently, Kai Kamara got into a fistfight with players last year in the locker room.
All right,
and Higuain has been sort of angling to get him off the club since then. So
somebody's not being completely forthright because Taylor Twellman had an interview with Kai Kamara, and Kai Kamara was like, I never have any issue with every locker room. You can ask anybody. So something's going on.
Except all those guys.
Except all the World Star videos that I was making.
I was directing. You know, and look, I mean, he's clear, because if you say something about him now, he's going to be like, well, you're just talking trash about me because I left. So, I mean, look, he seems to have found a great place. Hopefully they do well. Not so well, but pretty good. Again, Lee Wynn, beautiful. Beautiful goal also. So.
Great goal in that game too.
Yeah, really exciting. I mean, if you guys aren't watching MLS, especially if you guys are European and listening to this, or you only watch the European League, that's over. You ain't got nothing else after this FA Cup final.
Now start watching the greatest league on earth.
Yeah, so you got the Champions League final and the FA Cup final. Now watch the MLS. It is really, really exciting.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get to our third segment. It's going to be our final Kirby's Corner for a while. Well, yeah. Well, this is like a funeral, sort of.
the end of an era.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
All right. So, Kirby's Corner is coming up next.
Damn, Alexis, you look amazing.
Damn, Christian, I was gonna say the same thing about you. You're practically glowing.
Dude, I gotta know. Did you lose weight?
Did you just shave?
Did you get a new haircut?
Did you get your teeth whitened?
Did you get a face tattoo?
Did you get bicep implants?
You know, I think it's that we're both wearing these great shirts from On the Volley Apparel.
That's right. Not only are On the Volley clothes super comfortable, they have some amazing designs.
Yeah, they're all soccer inspired, like their shirt with the Wu-Tang logo that has a soccer pitch in it.
Dude, that's one of my favorites. You know what? We gotta let our fans know that they could save 20% off any order with the promo code THECOOLIGANS, all one word, just by going to vafootballclub.com.
That is huge. 20% off any order of On the Volley apparel at vafootballclub.com just by using the promo code THECOOLIGANS, all one word. That's a great deal.
Yeah, our listeners are really lucky. Hey, you don't think this tattoo of Elsa on my face looks stupid, do you?
Nah, man, of course not. Hey, do you think it's weird that my doctor added nipples to my bicep implants?
Kirby's Corner.
Kirby's Corner. The final Kirby's Corner.
The ultimate.
Yeah. Maybe we should raise the levels a little bit on this.
The best one? The best Kirby's Corner, maybe?
Maybe. It depends what the news is. We're live on Facebook as well. So if you guys are watching, we've switched out from Periscope. We're trying out Facebook Live. Send us your questions if you guys are watching. And Kirby's going to give us the news, and we're going to tell you what we think.
Well, so to start off this week, FIFA, as we all know, the governing body of soccer, has appointed its first female secretary general. They have appointed, what's her name? Fatma Samura. I hope I'm saying that right.
Probably not.
She's from Japan, right? I think I heard about this lady, but maybe I'm wrong. Oh, sorry. All right, finish.
The surprise is not Loretta Lynch. They're like, you can do whatever you want. Please stop arresting us.
She's worked in the UN for 21 years, where she served... as country representative for six different African nations, including Nigeria. And it was announced at the FIFA Congress in Mexico City. She's replacing Jerome Valky, who has been given a ban on all football-related activities for...
He can't even play soccer with his kids.
No.
They told him, no. Nope.
He puts on the FIFA video game, and they're like, come on, son. You know you can't do this.
Exactly. Yeah. Just the DEA shows up when he turns on his Xbox.
He's like, it's so hard to play the game because you can't give anyone envelopes. Oh, God, I'd win every time.
Sports, not Jerome Valky.
Yeah. Please get off the game.
Okay. That's good. So that's a big change.
Because this is huge.
We know.
But they're like trying to be like, all right, look, we know we're corrupt, but look, we're letting women.
But it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. It has to be. I mean,
Page right out of the Hillary.
The presumption is, right, that women are less corrupt and less awful human beings as men, right?
Yeah.
So the hope is that just having, you know, even a maternal figure might help. In increasing the morality within FIFA.
Oh, God, they're going to treat her like garbage. Let's be honest.
This is... The UN was the high point for her life, and this is all going downhill. I'm sorry, Fatima Samora.
So, go ahead. What else is in the news?
BT Sport is going to be streaming the Champions League and Europa League finals for free.
I heard about this.
I guess they're hoping this will bring U.S. eyes
I think also
to it.
Their ratings apparently have tanked this season.
That's true.
No one's watching the Champions League. I don't know what's going on.
The Premier League was so good.
Yeah, I think the Premier League was just so spectacular.
That's interesting. You would think maybe it's been because they've been so Spain-centric.
Not sure. But I will say it's going to be fun either way. And now everyone can watch it. There's no excuses not to watch it.
Exactly.
You don't have to be. I mean, this might kill bars, you know? Like, a lot of people go to the bars because they don't have the channels.
Well, they better get a damn Roku app.
So you can get yourself a couple smart TVs. You'd be crushing
it. A Google Chromecast to throw that up there.
Everyone's at a bar just looking down at their phone. Come on.
So like a bar,
right,
is what you're saying.
But it'll be delayed based on what carrier you have. Yeah. Like, so somebody will be like, yeah.
The Verizon
all the
people
Verizon
will be
fans
like, yeah.
Cheering first.
And the AT&T is like, what? And then the T-Mobile fans are like, yeah.
All the T-Mobile fans are in one corner of the room trying to get reception.
Is there Wi-Fi here?
The guy with Metro PCS is like, can someone just let me look at their phone? Just let me look at their phone.
I'm still not getting texts. Does SMS work for you?
I sent a photo 6 months ago. They still haven't gotten it.
What is the internet on your phone? I don't understand this.
All the hipsters with flip phones are like, man, we knew there was a drawback to this.
I don't know if it's a good or bad time. I mean, it's obviously good that you get
free
more, more
it's
access.
It's good as far as accessibility.
Free is
never
good when you make most of your money on TV deals. And in fact, I hear the International Champions Cup, that the ICC, that thing that's in the U.S. with, I think, Real Madrid is playing in it this year. Leicester City was invited.
Yeah.
That apparently, the TV rights for that completely tanked. They got less money than they did last year when they walked away from the deal that they were going to get last year, thinking they were going to get more. So apparently the TV rights deal is, the bubble is bursting, which is scaring a lot of people because the America Centenario is supposed to be showing the world what we can do when we put a major competition in the U.S. So now the U.S. and Mexico are coming together to put their bid in for the World Cup. There's a lot of things that are starting to change.
That's interesting. I guess it's all about,
how are you going to do that? Like, how are the teams going to get past the wall?
But who would
that Trump is going to build?
But who would really
watch?
We're
just going to have a catapult and we're going to fling them over. It's just going to be the soccer teams.
Your football.
Who would really, like, when I think of the ICC and just seeing, basically, it's the teams, it's their preseason. It's England's preseason, just Europe's preseason, and they come play our teams. And
they play each other here.
Sometimes they play each other, they play.
But like, I think LA Galaxy was in it last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Club America.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's like when you download the demo for FIFA.
Yeah,
that's exactly
it's
what this
the
is.
ICC.
It's the ICC. It's like a couple of.
I don't want to watch these games on TV. This is not as exciting. I want to go to the games. There's more incentive for me to want to go because I don't have the opportunity to see these players in person.
Right, but the TV rights deal is that's what's bringing in the money. That's what's paying for these teams to do it, so they get a free preseason. So the money coming through the turnstiles, you know, at ticket sales is nothing. That means nothing. Concession is nothing. In fact, Atlanta just put out that they're going to have $2 hot dogs and like $3 all you can drink beer at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
And that's when Alexis bought his ticket.
Yeah. So we're all moving to Atlanta. Look out, future. Woo.
And barbecue. Yeah. And the Braves.
And what else happens down there?
I mean, but this is the first time they've allowed dogs back in Atlanta since Michael Vick left. So,
so this Christian. It's right there, man.
This is a big step forward.
Guys, he held on to that one through a lot of BS talk between Kirby and I. So much respect for holding that back.
It was also Michael Vick was the first one that had dogs back in Atlanta since the 60s. So
don't get it.
Civil rights movement.
Civil rights. Dogs.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow, from a white guy from the South. Uncomfortable.
Oh, yep.
Man. Well, now you know why this is the last Kirby's Corner. All right, Kirby, what's next? We're allowed to say on this podcast.
Okay, I found something. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is on the move. Everyone thought it was going to be Manchester United. But they did offer him
a one-year deal. That just came out today.
But he rejected a one-year deal. At PSG. So why would he accept a one-year deal at Manchester United? Because apparently LA Galaxy are now the favorites to sign Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Zlatan is coming to MLS, baby.
Well, here's the thing. MLS said that they're not going to change the rules to allow it. But LA Galaxy currently has, I think, eight designated players.
Yeah.
And I think Nigel De Jong's contract, or actually Young's contract, one of the two, states that they play 1 year non-DP, and next year they're guaranteed a DP contract because they expect Keane to not be here. So their DPs are
leaving, you might say.
Oh, love it. Love it. One more time, because that was terrible.
That was good.
That was so good. Here's the thing. How are you going to do that? How? If Gio gets picked for the Copa Centenario, he's not going anywhere. He gets to play in the MLS. He gets to be the best player in the league. And he still gets national team call-ups. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get picked, he'll move on. But he's apparently loving life in LA. Why would he go anywhere? Where are you going to get the extra DP from? They already had to get rid of Omar Gonzalez. Dude, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is amazing, and it would be just like the Beckham deal. But if you're Zlatan Ibrahimovic, why are you going back to where Beckham already made himself a star? People already know LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
Come to New York City Football Club.
Well, that's...
Frank Lampard, I don't even think he exists.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
So, I mean, so...
I don't know who...
The big
who is
controversy
this?
Is that people think that LA are going to change... They're going to get MLS to change the rules.
Yeah, well, David Einhorn said LA aren't the favorites anymore. Well, David Einhorn, who is?
Is it Finkel or Einhorn?
Well, anyway. I think Seattle.
Finkel and Einhorn. Anyway.
Seattle.
Finkel is Einhorn. Anyway, sorry.
Seattle apparently, is in the run, is in the mix. But, Zlatan doesn't know where Seattle is on the map. You know, and I don't think he wants to play on turf, to be completely honest.
Oh, okay. Of course not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chicago? Well, they're on turf front there.
He just said Union. Doug, okay. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is not going to Philly.
He will not be cut dead.
Hey, he's from Sweden. It's a cold, scary, depressing place. He may want to go back to a cold, scary, depressing place.
Doug, he is not going to Philly. Look, I like Philly a lot. He is not going to Philly under any circumstances. If he's a Union player, I'll be shocked. I'll give you credit, David, but he's not. He's not. Yeah, he says they have the discovery rights. Yeah, of course they have the discovery rights, but so did... so did Chicago for Drogba, and look how quickly he went to Montreal.
Yeah.
I have the discovery rights. That's me. Yeah. That's not going to mean anything.
Just in case for our fantasy team, let's just say I have the discovery rights on Messi and Ronaldo. Okay, I discovered them. So stupid.
Excuse me, I discovered Cruyff.
Yeah, did you?
And I discovered Pele. And I discovered Maradona.
Very
so
nice.
You know.
Well, I recently discovered Zico. So if any of these players we just mentioned come back.
Wow, Kirby, you're quite a scout.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Kirby's been doing his homework.
I was a Boy Scout.
Googled,
thank you very much.
Soccer players. So stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Chicago traded. Regardless, he's not going to Philly. That's the main point. The MLS will not allow it because a player like that has to go to a market that they feel is going to help the league grow.
I heard the Cosmos fans thought they had a chance for him again. Come on. Zlatan, trust me. This is our stadium. Why is there a college team's name in the middle of it? We'll talk about it later. What are all these additional lines with numbers on them? We'll talk about it later.
David said, I discovered Kirby.
He did. He discovered me in the
blind
pig.
Well, thank you for letting us trade our TAM for him.
It was a good deal.
He discovered me in a dark corner in the blind pig 2 years ago.
Don't want to hear about it. What else?
So Neymar is going to be going to Rio, or staying in Rio with Brazil for the Olympics. This is a huge... They're not really going after Copa America Centenario.
No, they're
not. Putting their emphasis on the Olympics. This is the one major tournament they haven't
Messi's
won.
Messi's going for it.
Messi's...
Apparently, Barcelona told their players they could only pick one. The Olympics or Copa.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Suarez is going to Copa. Messi's going to Copa. But Neymar's like, I'm out. I'm doing
Olympics. Also, he's still in the age range for the Olympics, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's like a U23 thing. I think he's... How old is Neymar?
I think he's 24. This is where we would ask you to look it up.
Well, yeah, well, I'm doing this.
He doesn't say how old he is in the article?
Yeah, I can look it up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, let
24, yes.
So he's 24. So then he's just out of it. But I think you're allowed one senior player on your U23 squad.
Yeah, I think it's more than one. I'm happy too, because Jordan Morris played for the Olympic team.
He's not over 23.
Yeah, but he's not over 23.
But he was a senior player.
But John Brooks was the one who went and played with the U23s.
Okay, okay.
It was like last time in the Olympics in London, the UK team had Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the main thing is that we want the Copa America to go well. I mean, it's the first time they're doing it here.
Yeah, we're more interested in how it does, like, in our ability to handle it.
Yeah,
as we are, we're just as interested in that as we are in if we win or not. We just need to make it out of the group stage. I know that sounds silly, but we need to make it out of the group stage.
Yeah. So what's up? What's next, Kirby?
So we're gonna go to Argentina for a little Argentinian football news. Boca Juniors have terminated Dani Osvaldo's contract. If you watch the Premier League, you may remember him. He was a Southampton player. He got fired after a fight with Jose Fonte on the training ground at Southampton. He pulled, recently, Boca Juniors. He pulled a Wilshire. He was smoking in the changing rooms. Now, for something that they have not specified, they have torn up his contract. He is no longer a player with Boca Juniors.
I mean, you know, what's his name? Balotelli. He's a little Balotelli, this guy. Okay. You know? I'm fine with it. I like guys like that. You got to have some guys that piss people off. You got to have some guys that, you know, everyone's in the dressing room listening to the coach and one guy's listening to his headphones smoking a blunt. You need that. You need that. You know, you need someone that shakes things up.
So you basically need, like, the Odor to punch the Bautista.
If you guys haven't seen the video, the funniest thing is Odor's chain goes all the way around, spins all the way around, while at the same time Bautista's helmet is spun completely around the greatest punch in baseball history.
I need to see this.
It's a weird sentence in itself.
Yeah. And Odor's like, what, 5'4"?
Yeah.
And Bautista's like a monster. And he was just like, and he said that he punched him in self-defense. Wow.
Wow, is that what you call self-defense?
Yeah. Hey, I thought I saw a mosquito, so I drove my car into the wall. It was the most disrespectful punch I've ever seen.
It was so... unnecessary.
Yeah, so unnecessary.
Because it was one of those, like, Will Ferrell, like, well, that escalated quickly. Like, yeah, it was like, it went from a push to a straight up rocking
jaw knock.
Just rocked
a punch that Mike Tyson would have been proud of.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mike Tyson was like, that kid got it.
Yeah. And ESPN has been terrible. They've been playing this in slow mo over and over.
It's like when CNN was with the plane that went down.
Like when Snooki got punched. You know,
I watched
that thing in slow motion 40 times.
When you see,
it was nice.
Bautista's like, if you don't know,
we promise we're a soccer podcast.
Yeah. It's just relatable.
Yeah.
But so Bautista, he had that infamous bat flip last year.
Yeah, where he just stood in the glory
in the playoffs against the Rangers. The Rangers did not forget.
No, they remembered. That was their 9/11.
Oh. And
they never forgot.
And
Odor took down a tower of Bautista.
Odor.
I'm so sorry to everyone watching and listening.
But Odor,
that dog joke earlier, not seeming so bad now.
It worked too well.
Bautista, he slid into second. Odor claimed that it was an aggressive slide.
It was, but not
worthy of a goddamn punch right to the face.
No.
So I get getting upset, but he didn't get hurt. Nobody, like no harm, no foul, you would think. But no, Odor then went up to him, pushed him, and then when Bautista was, like, obviously upset, Odor just punched him in his face. Just
straight knocked him. It wasn't like a sneak punch or anything.
And the weird thing is, we're going back to how you're saying, like, we just need one of these guys in the locker room. Like, this is a, you know, the odd part is how almost America is like, well, he had it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some, one of those guys in the locker room. Yeah. One of those gamers.
Everybody loves that guy, and I do too. You know, like, let me tell you something. No one's going to slide in hard on second when Odor is there because they're like, oh, you forgot. He's a golden glove. In fact, you should get a golden glove.
which is the same for...
In fact, baseball. if you run boxing for HBO, send that man a golden glove. You will make your... And golden batting gloves. You will make yourself $1 billion because of that.
Yeah.
And
speaking of golden glove, Petrček.
Very nice.
I'm proud of that. He won the golden glove. He's one of the best keepers in the Premier League. He might share it with David De Gea if he keeps clean sheet because of the whole bomb scare.
Right.
But yeah, Petrček is the best goalkeeper in the Premier League. Harry Kane, the best goal scorer.
Signed him on a free, by the way. Signed him on a free. Thank you, Chelsea.
Obviously, was a good pickup for Arsenal.
It was amazing.
And look at the difference.
Thank God they had the discovery rights on him. So stupid.
You know that guy playing in another club in the same city? We discovered him.
Yeah.
We discovered.
Well, look at the difference in their seasons. I mean...
Well, points-wise, we didn't do much better, but we did have a much better goalkeeper.
But the collapse of Chelsea, I definitely think it had something to do with letting go of Petrček.
I think it had something to do with your future manager.
Because you need a guy like that in the
locker room. Third year, baby.
Yeah.
See, now if Mourinho would have punched Bautista in the face, they would have had a much better season.
Would have been a completely different season.
Amazing.
any other
probably
news?
Punching Gus Hiddink. Yeah.
Well, Danny Rose took care of that.
Hey. Speaking of that, we're gonna end up as this is my last podcast for a while.
This is last,
So I want to end
be
on
a Kirby hiatus. A Kerhatus.
Kerhatus? That sounds like a hate crime.
Let's just move on. Like that didn't happen.
Yeah,
just trying my best.
So I want to end on something that I really care about. Chelsea and Spurs have been fined for that scuffle they had.
That's right.
By the FA. Tottenham has been fined £375,000. Chelsea's been fined that, and Tottenham's been fined £225,000. Oh, this is amazing.
How beautiful is that? And once again, St. Tottenham's Day. I know we talked about it in the first segment, but now that we're live on Facebook, I had to mention it again. Thank you so much, Tottenham, for bottling it yet again. And listen, I know it's...
Hey, you want to go get some lasagna later?
Oh, my God. I would love to, actually. I wonder if Newcastle has any on the menu.
Hey,
listen, it's your last, and we didn't get you a cake or anything. But listen, we're in Brooklyn. Hostess Cupcakes. In honor of you, we didn't get you candles. It's your final Kirby's Corner. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast, helping us out, being an intern and whatnot. It's been an absolutely wonderful time. Now, we applauded for St. Tottenham's Day. We applauded for Kyrie Shelton. I think there's one more applause left, and that's for Kirby, guys. Come on.
Yeah, Kirby.
Right.
Well,
come on.
Well,
beautiful. Thank you at home for clapping. Absolutely wonderful. Eat the cake. Enjoy, just like Kyrie Shelton did. I can't stop, and I won't stop.
Yeah. Wait, what was the story? He did mention a story, and we didn't talk about it.
No, we did. Tottenham was fined, and Chelsea was fined.
Oh, okay. You were just gloating. You didn't even talk about the actual...
Yeah, who cares? They got fined. Who cares? You know what? Chelsea finished below Stoke, and Tottenham finished below us.
I texted you a picture of Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
Yeah, today was a good day.
It was a great day.
They had their best season in a long time and finished below us. And Chelsea,
finished
who
third
cares?
Two horse race.
Also, yeah, Leicester City did win the title.
Who cares? They finished third in a two horse race.
Wait till you go see the movie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, David Einhorn, thank you, Newcastle. I am very much a Newcastle fan for the championship.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Who was you said earlier, the guy that wrote some other movie was
The guy who wrote Goal and Goal 2 is already been working on the Jamie Vardy story, so it's going to be terribly written, terribly directed, but it's going to be fun to watch, so happy to do it.
Hey, we should watch those.
Zach Swan, we won the league at
White Hart Lane. We won the league at that shithole. We won the league at Shite Hart Lane.
All right.
Oh, 61. Never again. 60.
Ah.
That was nice. That was
just
nice.
Bask in the glory.
Yeah, I'm happy for you guys.
Everton's getting Mourinho next year. Yeah. We're all going to hate him. but you know who we won't hate? Kirby, thank you very much for being a part of the podcast. You are still a part of the Cooligans in spirit. Yeah. So going off to the nightly show with Larry Wilmore.
I am.
So you guys are getting an incredible, incredible intern.
Anyone you want me to say hi to?
Just tells Ricky Velez hello. And I spoke to him about you. And he's like, yeah, they got rid of all the hot interns
and they got a hotter one.
Kirby's gonna throw some cold water on all y'all. Oh boy. So listen, this has been an absolute blast. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Enjoy the cupcakes. We don't do sentimental stuff, so that's about as close as we can get. And I was gonna text you, but I knew your phone was far away, so I was like, I'll just go get it.
No, it's fine. I'm not like oh, hold up. Alexis didn't clear this with me. I'm not clearing all this sentimentality
going on. Plus, I wouldn't want to get you away from your organic, no sugar, no hormone,
coconut water. Oh, God.
It's good stuff, everybody.
There's nothing in this studio/apartment that has anything that's not like free range in it, and it's killing me,
except for this.
I had to bring the host's cupcakes.
You know what? I'm going to give Christian one of these because I want him to taste what for the first time.
Yeah, this is what a machine builds, okay?
I'm more into more Drake's, you know?
A little Drake's cake.
Coffee cake, pound cake.
I was going to get that. All right. This has been an absolute blast. Great episode. Thank you so much for, you know, everyone, you know, writing in your questions and watching on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. I'm Alexis Guerreros.
I am Christian Polanco.
I am Kirby Pate.
And you this can find been, us. Oh, wait, go ahead.
Well, and you can find Alexis at Not Alexis, Christian at Chris Polanco, me at the Kirby T. And we'll be at the Derby.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there ahead of time, actually. Let's all get there a little early.
Yeah.
And we'd love to talk to you guys. Maybe we'll shoot a little video or something for it.
Definitely.
And I guess if you guys want to hear anything that we've said in the first two segments, if you're watching on Facebook Live, just listen into the podcast, which you can get on soccercooligans.com. And we are the
Cooligans!
Boom.